Space.
With your powers combined, I am Captain Planet.
With your cums combined, I am Captain Planet.
Ew.
With our
Captain
anuses
Spank
combined.
It. He's a hero, gonna take those footballs down to zero.
Gonna shove his tentacles in his anus, cause he's sick like that.
You'll pay for this, Captain Spankit! We're the Spanketeers, and you can be one too, cause spanking your shaft is the thing to do.
Abstinence and morals is not the way.
Here's what Captain Spankit has to say.
The chafing
is yours.
Do-do-do!
The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network. Geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop, and Nerd Destination. And with the generous support of listeners like you. To learn how you can support this and other fine geek programming, visit nerdyshow.com. The year is 2015. The world is once again engulfed in darkness. It has been 100 years since the last appearance of the Castle of Fanfiction, and as the full moon rises over this accursed land, a vast silhouette of towers and spires materializes, its form spreading to the far horizon. Every harbinger of good begins to feel empty inside, while the forces of evil grow ever more in strength. The Castle of Fanfiction, a sprawling mass of stone housing the worst horrors mankind can imagine and beyond. For every time the castle has appeared, the Nighthorse clan has also come forward to send it back to the void. Within these walls, the powers of the light will challenge Hell's greatest creations. Will our brave warriors, Roy, Logan, David, and Steve-O, hold the candle of humanity aloft after the battle? Or will the flame be snuffed out by the terrors within? The only sure thing about this encounter is that it is a Friday. Friday night fan fiction.
In Australia, McDonald's is marketed as fancy food for people.
Wait, you're kidding me, right?
Oh, no.
Isn't it
so this, see,
like
this
of-
plus Vegemite?
No, no, no.
I mean, it's all coming
up,
together.
Shut up. In Australia, they've recently refitted all of the McDonald's to have, you know, these touch screens where you can order your meal without having to go to the counter.
Good.
You can pay for it. You can pay for it at the touchscreen, or you can print out the mini receipt, take that to the counter, and pay at the counter. In any case, at those touchscreens, you can then customize exactly what you want on your burger, the kind of bun and the various different grits.
So what we have here at Wawa.
Not done.
Do you guys have Nando's down there?
Yes, Nando's is great. But hang on. If you order this fancy option on the menu, they bring it to your table. In a McDonald's, they actually take it out to you on one of those wooden slab plates with the fries in a little basket. It's actually, this is just McDonald's.
We have the same
can
McDonald's.
You get it? But the question is, can you get a Vegemite sandwich?
See, you go to a Sonic.
Sorry, I refuse to eat somebody's discarded yeast infection.
Well, I think you just need to live a little.
No. Other cultures are fine. I can get along in life without
other
any...
Other cultures are fine as long as they stay the fuck over there.
Shut up, Donald Trump. This is Friday Night Fan Fiction. We're going to build a wall between here and Canada because obviously all the moose are crossing over illegally to steal our jobs.
Welcome to Friday Night Fan Fiction, the only place that features the horrible fan fiction and heavy drinking. Probably for
moose noise.
Alright, this is
Suck
Friday
the
Night
biggest
Fan
dick
Fiction,
in the world.
Where we read terrible fan fiction and turn it into a drinking game, and a lot of times it's erotic. Although the story isn't erotic as far as I can recall. I can recall this being basically as exciting as a piss test.
Well, I don't know about
happens when like five people have to read one fan fiction. It moves at a faster pace when you read it on your own. Also, you're the one who complained about no sex in that long fic last season, so your punishment.
I'm fine.
This is a fic that's nothing but excessive sex.
It's nothing but excessive sex, but it's just... I don't know if it's desensitizing because of the show or if it's because the material is so bland that the sex just doesn't seem remarkable.
You were overreacting so much it didn't sound bland last week.
Hello, everybody. Hello, David, Logan, Roy, Val, Sir Smee, and Steve Van Sickle. Welcome to show.
Hello.
Welcome to show.
Hello. I would also like to say hello to everybody in the chat room. B-Strader, DG20016, DudeBro, Fizz, GBZ, Roy42, Sean, and Wolfboy1988.
It was a very good year.
It was a very good year. It was a very good beer that I purchased with a fake ID.
My name was Brian McGee.
I stayed up listening to Queen.
When I was 17.
Chat. I want to read an erotic fan fiction that involves Grimey's ghosts.
On it.
I
Grimey's
want to not
ghosts.
Think about Grimey's ghosts ever.
Nope. On it.
Alright, cool. We're finishing Precursors and Darkmakers, a Jack and Daxter story fic today. I believe we are on page 17, if we're not.
No, P18.
We're on P18.
Last time.
Steve, do you hear that? I think Dave said he wants to read first.
What? No! No! No!
Wait, what's that? I think I heard him say, no, yes!
Well,
oh, okay. Yes.
Man, good show, Dave. Thanks for...
Okay, Steve, get a couple of beers in me and we'll talk.
Which hole?
The left ear?
Who's fapping?
Anyways, David,
nobody
if you wouldn't
owned
mind
up
getting,
to it, we all are.
If you wouldn't mind getting a tiny bit closer to the microphone, opening the window that has our wonderful story, and reading page 18, David.
Last time on Precursors and Dark Makers, Jack has been boning himself on tentacles that he, for some reason, has, and then got into a massive, massive orgy with, like, just kind of sludge monsters or something that are just monsters, so the story like gets to give them special pronouns.
Alright, well, I guess it's a couple minutes too late to say this, but this podcast is rated M for mature, so if you're too young to realize that you have to click I agree to enter rule 34, then don't listen to this.
I still want that list of vert porn that you had.
You know, if we didn't link them to a Google Docs and instead linked them to the adult fanfiction link, they would have to say I agree.
Yes!
Shark Claws touched on his shoulder and he started balance, and reflexes so messed up he almost toppled forward. The Dark Maker who brought him the light echo was still there. Zed been watching Zerkok hard, dripping long strands of black comb. Zerkant lips spread around Zershaft.
I had almost forgotten about that.
Yeah, I was about to say purple. The same thing.
Dracula's in the show now. Jack groaned and he leaned into Zim, mouth open, fangs scraping across their chit on his skin as Z straddled him, rubbing his swollen, oversized cock against their spread labia.
What?
Labia.
His body was impossibly hot, skin flushed gray pink all over his chest and stomach. Dark cum spurting across the Dark Maker's stomach, hollow and sunken. Zare hips and chest chitting sharp relief against the smooth black purple skin of Zare's stomach. The ground Zare spread lips. Oh, God. Logs, what would you call a screwdriver that's made with lemonade instead of orange juice?
An Arnold punch face?
A screw job.
Arnold punch face.
I would call it a screw job.
I like it.
I like Here's Arnold punch Heart. Face.
Arnold punch face would require iced tea also with that.
An Arnold punch face would have Arnold Palmer in it.
Yeah. Or Arnold Schwarzenegger. Who knows?
So you'd be drinking a blended Austrian.
Ew.
A blended Austrian.
So like if you made a cement mixer out of Arnold's jism.
Of course.
That's not a cement mixer. That's a man mixer.
Gross. So Dave, next time we all get together, we're making cement mixers, right?
Oh, we can add ramen to it.
Oh,
yes. This is grosser than the story.
Guys, ever.
I'm gonna stay in my cave far, far away.
In Atlanta.
Z-rocked against him, Zerkok rubbing his labia spread around the cock's thick shaft. The echo slopping between them snapped and crackled and popped. Wet slurp sounding as Jack ground back against him, grunting and gasping as he shoved the swollen, bloated pillar of his cock against their body. Darkmaker rose up, reaching down to spread Zerkok widely. Z pressed against the very tip of his cock, dark echo spurting from the tip like oil upwelling, Zerkok folding open over his cock head. The barest fraction of its slope pushing inside him.
I'm thinking like a paragraph will have an actual accent from him.
Shut up.
It's a slippery slope.
The Darkmaker came with a rattling noise, their tongues lolling out as their cock erupted across Jack's face, painting it with dark strains.
Where's Daxter during all this?
Slippery from all
it's
the
It's a
time,
Jack
yeah.
and Daxter fanfic. Where
he
everybody
said in
has
like
multiple...
the first page, he said in the first page of the fic that he explicitly made sure to come to this temple on his own because he wants to masturbate.
It,
why would he masturbate with Daxter here, except for in those fics that's about sex with Jack and Daxter?
Sharing is caring.
Look, all I'm saying is Daxter is just about the size of
When Daxter had his spin-off game, Jack went off to this temple alone. Okay, now it makes sense.
So this is timeline canon.
Yes.
Yes.
Gross. The light echo in him was almost as overwhelming as the dark, singing and frantic. And it was with subconscious movement that he brought it forward. It poured through his fingers as he reached for the Dark Maker's cant.
So at this point, he became Captain Planet.
Bam. With your powers combined, I am Captain Planet.
With your cums combined, I am Captain Planet.
Ew. With our
Captain
anuses
Spank
combined.
It. He's a hero, gonna take those full balls down to zero.
Gonna shove his tentacles in his anus, cause he's sick like that.
You'll pay for this, Captain Spankit! We're the Spanketeers, and you can be one too! Spanking your shaft is the thing to do!
Abstinence and morals is not the way!
Here's what Captain Spankit has to say.
The chafing
is
yours.
Do. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you,
everyone, for that magical moment.
This is what fanfiction does. It brings people together
and breaks them apart.
Yep.
No, all it right. then fuses them together.
Oh, like Akira.
As you sure.
Doesn't
for the
help
dark...
anyone come together.
As he reached for the Dark Maker's can, sliding his fingers around the rim of Zare entrance, the heavy, soft skin there stretching like thick rubber as he thrust forward, bloated cock sinking in.
I have a question.
Okay, what would you like to know?
Is Zara a different pronoun?
Yes.
For someone who's transgendered?
No.
No.
It's just for these weird demon things that are
monsters.
In the story. It's for monsters. So, monsters are Zare. Like, over Zare.
Over Zare! Over Zare!
Light echo glistened under Zare's skin as he thrust in, dark echo spurting from his cock and burning, stinging waves, splattering across his thighs as he thrust up sharply.
Waves and ribbons and ropes, oh my.
The Dark Maker pushing back with equal force, half his bloated mottled cock sinking inside Zim with one thrust, the wrist thick length stretching their cunt wide, and still they pushed back. Dark Maker sunk down his cock, hilting the entire thing inside Zim, their hollow stomach swelling out, the cheating across their hips bulging apart into distinct plates to make room for the oversized thing. Jack was already dizzy and desperate for release, his balls aching with the massive load of Dark Echo inside them, his entire body rejecting the echo burning through his veins, the painfully tight grip of the Dark Maker's cunt sliding so smoothly over his burning cock made his entire body tremble with release. He came almost instantly, Dark Echo pouring from his cock spraying inside the Dark Maker. Zare cock erupting and staining his face as he came.
He's coming.
And back
strange
and forth.
Muscles.
No.
strange muscles clamping tight around his cock, trapping his load inside the dark maker. They swelled larger and larger, their stomach bloating and light at the fuck.
He's only got one more pencil.
He needs so many more pencils. The light echo inside Zer stretched and healed them. Their reaction on the same as his, swelling their cock thicker and heavier as he spent his load, erupting in continual climax that left him insensate. Is that a word?
Yes.
Okay. Trembling and drained, only aware of the tight clenching of the Dark Maker's gant around his cock and the painful sting of echo all around him, burning its way back into his body.
Slowly becoming Waluigi.
Wow.
Wow, give me all your eco cum.
The Dark Maker's tongue curled all over his face and jack opened wide and needy sound escaping towards their tongues.
Okay, now I'm finally getting aroused.
I like to think that we're all becoming Waluigi.
Wow.
There's a little bit of Waluigi in everyone.
His tongue sliding against the writhing whip-like appendages. Dark echo drooling into his mouth and past his lips. His entire body felt twitchy and active, charged with energy. The dark echo inside him rolled and swelled, eager and hungry. He grasped the Dark Maker's cack, hands and stroking up and down the slimy length.
that devolved into an exploration of all the letters in the alphabet.
Mainly the vowels doubled.
He pushed his light echo down into his hands and pulled at it, making it bulge and swell outwards, hugely thick and swelling longer up his stomach.
All right, I'm going next.
I love you, Steve.
I just don't even care. Page 19. A burble of dark eco still poured out from the tip, dripping down
burbles
across...
Are Thundercats.
Oh!
Dripping... Yeah, they filled many of them that day.
Dripping down across the shaft and down into zero lower folds, spread wide around Jack's cock, still weakly oozing inside Zem. You know what? I still am more invested in this plot than I was in Prometheus. Jack kept stroking it until it was sandwiched between their bodies. Thicker than an arm.
Oh, Sean's been posting Captain Planet porn now.
Oh, fantastic. Thicker than an arm and long enough for the tip to press against the hollow of his neck. I don't even know what anatomy is going on here. He leans forward to kiss the Dark Maker again. Dark...
Sorry.
What?
It's a spoon.
He leaned forward to kiss the Dark Maker again, Dark Eco sizzling across the underside of his jaw, both hands stroking along the immense shaft. Zir gut bulged further, some internal chambers or organs swelling up alongside Zir cock, the weight of Dark Eco inside them shifting and moving. Dark Eco poured out from the tip of the immense cock in a steady burble, much like a Swedish stream of mountain fresh water.
Thank you, Morty.
Glistening down Jack's neck and chest as it slowly absorbed into him, leaving a thick, crusted residue with only a trickle winding down his stomach. But the Dark Maker clutched him tight, pressing them together as Zir cock ballooned, mostly thicker and thicker now, the tip pressing against their faces as they kissed in the immense organ thicker than the Dark Maker's sturdy legs, almost as thick as Zir hips. Oh, so it was childbearing hips. All right, cool.
For those trying to picture this in your head, don't.
It's a balloon.
The wet folds of skin.
It looks like a horse. Jack is really good with penis balloon animals.
I just imagine, have you seen Event Horizon, those like flash scenes of the subliminal messages of what hell possibly looks like? I think it's a lot like that.
No, this is the end. This is that bit in 2001. We're just at the starscape.
Everything's just melding together. The wet folds of skin below Zir cock were swollen too, slick and black, and the continued growth pushed Jack back, sliding his half-hard cock out from Zir body, a wet gush of black slime flooding over his crotch, soaking into his body with an exhilarating pain. Thank you for finishing the fucking sentence after four lines! Zir's stomach was bloated outward, skin taut over Zir's enlarged organs, and as Jack pulled out, Zir flushed, heavy cunt drooled Dark Eco around his cock. Viscous fluid spurt in long gushes from the tip of Zir cock, spraying out over their heads. Jack pulled back from their kiss, his mouth streaked with dark eco, and pressed his lips to Zerkockhead, opening wide and swallowing constantly, even as dark eco poured out past his lips. The flow too much even for him. Didn't we have an entire, like, paragraph-long tirade in the last episode about how he couldn't take, like, an infinite amount of dark eco, and here he is fucking guzzling from the source? Just that point it out!
That penis is as wide as the creature's hips. Jack somehow has got his mouth around it.
You know what? Moving on. It coated his front and dripped down his legs. He rubbed his fingers against their heavy, swollen lips before pushing them inside, his cock head emerging with a wet squelch. I'm drinking for squelch. Zer cunt lips spread just as wide still, just from the massive pillar of Zer cock. He twisted his fingers around with a wet friction, long black lines of liquid splattering between them as he probed deeper. He arched back, pulling the Dark Maker on top of him as he drew down, until he was sprawled on his back in the sand, cum and eco wetly splattering out across his hips. Zerkok was a massive pipe between them, as big as either of their bodies, so huge he could only reach the Dark Maker's shoulders around its huge girth. So it's like trying to hug around a really obese person.
Or a really obese penis.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to make it a little bit less nightmarish.
Hey, some penises can't help how obese they are. They're just big-boned.
Why are you so hate racist against big-boned penises?
Some people have elephantitis. Joey's penis does. He rubbed his fingers. I just cracked myself up. He stroked Zer cock as well as he could. Pinned to the ground underneath it, his half-hard cock sliding against it, eco slopping from the tip all across his body in heavy lines. Zer claws across his side set him off again, and he howled as he came, coughing on the eco pouring into his mouth. As he came against Zer, unfurled folds open like an obscene flower around Zer cock. As he's coming again, his cum marbled gray as he comes, threaded with lines of glistening, pulsing eco while he came.
Guys, oh, hey, he's coming. So,
flower six, and this is tying back into my early parents.
just wanted to reiterate that only 4 of those 11 he's comings did I actually add to that sentence. The Dark Maker pulled back and stood, Zerkok standing, staying heavy. Fuck!
Yes.
Zerkok staying heavy across Jack's body, just barely moving in jerks as Z stepped backwards. The tip dragged across Jack's body, spraying him down with Dark Eco until, with a wet, solid thud, it slipped between his spread legs and landed in the gritty, quicksand slurry beneath him.
Ooh, slurry, that's a nice word.
Steve Van Sickle. I need to swallow and breathe, so please, Steve Van Sickle.
I'm just gonna take a few drinks before I even start.
It'd probably be a good idea.
Just fuck me.
They don't count towards your drink total.
Yeah, I know. I got plenty of gin.
Oh, man, you're going hard tonight.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't kidding. Martini through a sippy, through a bendy straw. It's the way to go. The Dark Maker pushed forward, Zerkok rising up from the sand before thudding down again. The blocky tip right between Jack's cheeks. The underside of it was thickly coated in sand, more gritty across their eco-covered body. Their swollen lower lips completely encrusted. Ugh!
Encrusted?
No! Jack shuddered as he sprayed pre-cum against his ass, grinding himself against their immense cock. The tip of it alone was bigger than anything he'd ever had inside him. The very tip of the sloped head was the size of his hand with his fingers outstretched, and it only got thicker from there. They rocked forward, their cock bumping and jutting against his tight asshole, and for a moment Jack thought he'd gotten in over his head. He let all his light ego flow through him, his bare skin glimmering as he started shining, his wings sprouting from his back and waving through the sand, drying the sweat across his sand-crusted skin. But mostly he concentrated on his ass, on the tight pucker of his asshole. The Dark Maker thrust forward again, their absurdly gigantic cock
catching against his asshole and straining forward, dimpling the tight muscle more and more until with a clench.
I was going for a second. What the hell kind of accent is this?
With a clench? That's not how it works.
Is this some sort of German mistress slash doctor?
No, sure. that is how it works.
More and more until with a clench, his asshole flexed open and took in the barest fraction of their cock.
That's
this is where
it
starts
works.
Getting interesting. No, it is. You clench and that...
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
Compelling arguments. Jack groaned.
It's his a ass spoon.
Jack groaned. His ass already ached from the strain, but the Dark Maker awkwardly thrust further, sending more of their titanic cock driving into him. His ass stretched out far beyond what was natural, the muscle warping like stiff putty as it stretched wider and wider. Jack panted and shuddered, light ego wreathing around his hips and ass as they drove deeper. Still only the barest amount of their length inside him. The Dark Maker grabbed his ankles and pulled him closer, working him down on their cock, and he distinctly felt his pelvis warp and stretch, creaking like an old door as it spread open wider.
That's not how a pelvis works.
That's
not how anything works.
This is alien anatomy, Logan.
No, keep going. It explains
it. His stomach bulged out the tip of their cock pressing clearly against his skin from the inside, blocky and huge, and the entire tip wasn't even in him already.
The entire tip wasn't even in? Jesus!
I
remember when they said just the tip.
They didn't know it was 40 feet.
More pushed into him, stretching him far past whatever limits his body would normally have. But now he's stretched and warped, aching with the strain of it as he was filled up. His body clenched tighter around the impossibly huge cock. His stomach bloated further as it drove up inside him. Foot after foot of the huge dark cock slid inside.
Holy crap, how did I finish 6 beers already?
His asshole distending. His hips warped and stretched out to accommodate the girth of the cock. The Dark Maker was constantly spurting Dark Ego, a low hot pain inside him, and the further they pushed inside him, the harsher it felt, stinging and burning as they plowed into him until his body was stretched out around their cock.
It was basically an extra condom.
Yeah, yeah. He has turned into a cock puppet. Each push felt like it stretched his body to the very limit, drawn taut around the cock. But more kept fitting inside him. His body practically form-fitted around a cock as large as he was. His stomach bloated outward, just a thin covering of flesh and guts around the dark, painfully hot cock inside him. His entire body was trembling, muscles firing randomly as the Dark Maker grabbed his warped, stretched hips.
Hold on a second. I would wait until the sentence is over, but the sentence goes on for like 6 pages. Back up a second. Painfully hot? Like boiling?
No, like burning, like the Dark Ego burns on his skin, like it has said quite a few times.
No, it's painfully hot. His cock is boiling.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, you know, you're just making some mashed Steve-o. Potatoes. You're boiling it.
No. Like, you remember?
It doesn't have to be boiling to be painfully hot.
Remember last time when he said it was percolating? There we go.
So he's. Oh no!
I missed that one.
Oh my god! He's a dark eco percolator.
Yes.
Yep.
We've gone through this.
They fill him with cum and then heat him up with a really hot cock.
Yep. Yeah, only instead of like a normal coffee machine where it comes out in a nice drip, it's like those old school cafeteria popcorn machines that just shoots the thing out the front.
Yeah. As it sort of like pours out of all his pores.
Exactly. Just throwing up Dark Ego. Just, ugh. I'm sorry. I'm trying to make sense of this all and I probably shouldn't. Please continue.
The only way to make sense of it is just a summary. Jack put his sphincter on a taffy puller. That's basically it.
I can never go to Candy Kitchen in Ocean City ever again.
Welcome to Willy Wonka Chocolate Factory.
Baltimore's famous saltwater taffy? No, fuck that shit. I can't even do it. I'm gonna have... That's like a trigger word for me now.
Welcome to Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory.
Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory.
Willy Wonka's taffy anus hole.
How many Oompa Loompas does it take to make...
No!
Continue reading.
Okay. His entire body was trembling, muscles firing randomly as the Dark Maker grabbed his warped, stretched hips and pulled him down, their gritty cock slamming inside him like a punch, his dick drooling pre-cum in a long, thick line, bobbing up and down with his cock as his body shook. The Dark Maker looked out of it too, their expression dizzy and unfocused, their mouth hanging open with their tongues hanging out, black slime dripping out. Jack could hear them breathe, hissing, popping noises coming steadily out of their mouth, their bulging stomach heaving as they thrust deeper inside him.
Thanks for volunteering, Logan.
I was actually going to assign this to you, Roy.
What?
Roy, it's your turn.
Thanks for volunteering, Logan, but I really should go instead. The cock inside him had bloated his hips and stomach, the shaft visible all the way up, until it slipped under his ribs, and feet still remained outside him, smeared with dark eco and covered in sand. The tip was spurting fat globules of dark eco, and it lit up his inside like a lightning bolt. Shooting, arcing pain seared through his stretched, warped guts, leaving behind an echoing feeling like knives.
Fun.
He knew because of that one time he shoved knives up inside his anus. It was a familiar feeling. His organs shoved and jostled as the Dark Maker's cock shoved its way further inside him, up into his ribcage. The massive cock would have speared his heart if he hadn't been so full of light eco. The eco sung inside him, healing his ravaged insides as the cock sunk deeper, the shaft thick enough to scrape all along the insides of his ribcage. He gasped repeatedly, taking all his effort to get a single choked breath. His lungs hammered sideways as his diaphragm flexed, warped, and crushed as the Dark Maker's cock shoved deeper, wrapped in the coils of his guts.
So I feel like at some point in the past, we told you no, like, extreme violence or Gorefix. And I feel like this violates that trust.
It would violate it if I actually cared. Please continue.
I care.
No, it's not extremely violent. He's fine. The light eco makes him fine.
It's like anime. It's like those hentai.
Sand grit ground against his asshole. Caught in the black ooze drooling out of him, more grinding up his insides, along his intestines, carried deep inside him as the Dark Maker pulled him down on Zir cock, most of it inside him now. Jack could barely scrabble at the sand, clawing at it and making tight fists buried in the shifting substance, his body warped inhumanly, his wings lashing back and forth, coils wrapping around his stretched, bloated stomach, around his arms and legs, tendrils curling around the Dark Maker as he worked the final portion of his cock into him. He could feel every single...
What the fuck was that?
Him saying
It was a pronoun. He could feel every single bloated, swollen inch of it inside him, all the rounded edges and tapered points, from the tip spewing cum somewhere just behind his chest bone, down along its blocky, squared-off length. Sand grit against his insides, scraping between his bulging guts and the smooth surface of cock as he thrust more of it inside him. The tip crushed his windpipe closed as it shoved up against his throat, bobbing somewhere just below his neck. His ribs bent outwards, his skin bright and shining, glistening with eco as he stretched tight around the cock, the Dark Maker's bloated stomach finally grinding against the backs of his thighs, the entire cock shoved inside him far more than anyone could take.
No.
Scroll. The sheer force of pre-cum burbling
stop
up.
Stop making that vomiting noise.
Yeah, please, thank you.
Burbling up kept his throat closed. He could barely breathe. His insides were shoved around with no regard for their actual placement, his intestines dragged up through his chest, still sheathed around the cock, and his chest cavity was twisted and shoved to one side. He was still bloated around it, but more than that, everything inside him was shoved around and pushed aside to make way.
Oh, right, we're reading a story. Hold on, let me pull the actual, thing up.
The Dark Maker couldn't properly thrust into him. Cock was far too weighty, but Jack shuddered and writhed, and the reflexive, uncoordinated movements of his body clenched and squeezed the shaft inside him. His muscles all felt like they'd gone slack, torn apart, but still the faint ripple of his bloated body, the immense cock inside him... There's a word missing there, at least one. The immense cock inside him to spray more dark eco into him. The pressure inside him increased, dark eco burning into his veins as the Dark Maker got closer and closer to orgasm. The dark eco came faster and faster and back and forth and faster until it started to build up inside him, bloating his body further. He literally looked like a balloon at this point. His chest and neck bulged out under the impossible pressure from inside him, swelling monstrously. His ribs shifted and bent with loud cracks, tearing and shearing against each other as they bulged upwards before, finally, splitting across his chest with a wet snap. I don't know what a wet snap sounds like.
Come to America and I'll show you.
Okay. I assume it would be like a rat tail from a towel dipped in a pool of semen.
Maybe. Of semen, yeah.
It's like when you pull somebody's Speedo off after they've been swimming a couple of laps and snap it right back.
Oh.
Why does it have to be a Speedo?
Because fuck you, it's a Speedo.
Next. So, whose turn is it?
Oh, wait, he finished? Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, Roy finished.
Apparently I was one column too far up on my screen. Sir Splee, you're up.
Oh, goody goody. All right. What felt like an infinite reservoir of dark eco emptied itself into him, and the Dark Maker hadn't even come yet. Ropes of eco sprayed into him, and the sluggish flow from his ass increased, more spurting out around the square shaft, sticking down his torn wide ass, and plastering them both with sandy grit.
Ouch.
Jack couldn't even moan, too busy trying to breathe. His cock jerked and pulsed, his cum spraying across his bloated belly, and the Dark Maker groaned as Jack's body spasmed and twitched, clutching around their cock. Sand gritted against his insides as the Dark Maker pulled his legs, twisting him around Zyre cock, and it was almost a relief when he felt Zyre cock swell further, tensing as they started to come. If taking the cock had felt like a punch in the gut, their orgasm was indescribable.
Oh, indescribable?
Yep.
I can't even scribble this.
Even indescribable?
Yep.
The way it's actually spelled like that? Okay, good. Dark eco poured into him enough that his body jerked and transformed. Wings fading as horns bursted through his skull, leaving behind ragged wounds that oozed dark eco. His eyes rolled back in his head as his body stretched further, impossibly. His flesh and bones warped beyond comprehension as the person-sized cock jerked and pulsed, stabbing through him. The pressure was incredible. His stomach bloated out even further, becoming painfully tight. Becoming a painfully tight swell sloshing with dark eco and his distinct spurts of his cock inside him turned into a constant faucet, cum bursting into him without end. He came again, cock rock hard, and he knew even with his eyes closed tight, his head thrown back, and he was coming dark eco again. Huh?
That he was. Not end.
That he was coming dark eco again, in long lines that splashed across his torturously stretched stomach and chest. His body had already been twisted and warped, bulging as it conformed to the immersed girth of the cock he was wrapped around. He knew. He probably didn't even look humanoid. just a bloated lump of skin stretched to bursting as gallons of cum poured into him. But the light eco remaining in him was still active, and his body warped and bulged even further. His bloated flesh swelled upwards between his cracked ribs, uneven lumps forming along the center of the chest as cum
is.
Chest as?
No, cum of his chest.
Of his chest as cum permeated in his entire body. His stretched intestines bulged out in chambers, swelling like balloons. Even though the riot of sensation, dark eco erupting through his guts, hit him like a sack of hammers. Pain and heat flooded higher up and poured into his stomach in a constant pressurized wave. The sloshing noise of it, audible over the cracks and snaps of his body bloating outwards, soon subsided into a constant rushing pressure inside him, and pressure equalized
as his stomach.
As the pressure equalized, his stomach filling to capacity, and then joining the rest of his organs in swelling up, becoming a bloated, pudgy lump pressuring up against his pressing up against his spread ribs. Jack couldn't breathe. Couldn't think of breathing. His throat was sealed shut, bulging wide with the tip of the cock wedged in his neck. That's not healthy. How can you live? How is he alive?
Light eco. That's exactly the reason.
Don't give me your shit excuse.
But he didn't suffocate. Couldn't with the light eco working through him. Well, thank you, Roy. The
spoilers,
energy.
Geez.
Someone asked instead of continuing to read.
The energy coursing through him wouldn't let him pass out, forcing him to stay alert as his torso bulged and swelled, bones cracking and bending under creaking and bending under the pressure.
A lot like my attic.
So that's what that Queen song was meant about.
I didn't even realize you had an attic.
Your attic is filled with cum.
No, my attic creaks and bends under the pressure.
Oh, cum?
The floor creaks.
Oh my goodness,
roof
the most
leaks.
Fucking benign. Fuck you guys.
You want to fuck us up, cum?
Okay, you have 10 seconds to sort
creaking
it all.
Creaking and bending
we'll just
under the pressure. His skin sheared and expanded like thick rubber rubber. Whoa. His
That's like six drinks.
Snap.
Right there.
Yeah.
His insides twisted and crushed beyond repair. And still, the massive thing inside him pulsed and spasmed, each jolt making his distended body jerk around it like he was a mannequin. Jack kept coming, his cock flushed black, all his skin flushing black as the eco seeped into his blood.
This fat spick ropes is really racist.
Fat ropes of cum splattering.
That's gotta be a trope. That's seriously that ropes of cum. That's gotta be a fucking trope by now.
Let's look.
No. You read. I'll look.
All across his bloated body, sloshing the chambers full of cum inside him. Even his arms and legs swelled.
What?
Okay, I'm pretty sure you would die. Even
light eco.
Don't give me
light,
that bullshit!
Light eco or not! Like, you know, light eco or not, your body should be eviscerated!
Burst like a balloon!
Yeah, the balloon should burst.
Skin and muscle saturated with dark eco. Skin marbled with black veins and drawn taut over lumpy, misshapen swells of muscle and bone. I need...
And back and forth.
You get off on this, don't you, Roy? This kind of thing?
Logan is in fact
I need a car wash
the last reader tonight. Although this isn't the last one for the night. This is just...
Oh, damn. I was getting really excited. Where's the link?
You
didn't have it open!
No, God, no.
God damn it, Logan.
Fuck you.
Also, here's some additional reading for our listeners if you want to see how some poor person... It's been a dream of mine to be able to shoot ropes of cum all over the wife. I'll just leave it there. You can read it after the show, Loki.
Fuck you.
Yes, this is, so yeah, this is just one huge sex scene. It's like that. It's like Transformers 3, where the final hour was just one big action scene.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it was a sex scene, and I was going to go watch it.
It's like a sex scene if you get hard off action.
I do. All right, Jack opens his mouth noiselessly, his head practically the only part of his body not warped and twisted, and he somehow managed to gasp in a breath, working his neck backwards just enough to clear passage, his warped diaphragm shuddering and twanging, enough for a single mouthful of air. As if his body could sense the barest hollow, dark eco flooded into his lungs. Oh, God. They both stretched, bulging to capacity in a flash, then swelled larger, more misshapen lumps jutting out between the wide, twisted gaps between his broken rib cage. The gross swell of his organs pushed higher, and then the distinct rush of dark eco up through his chest, flooding out from his lungs and stomach both. He felt the pressure in his throat for a brief second before it burst out of him. Dark eco erupted against the back of his mouth, and he gagged, throat seizing and working, jaw hanging open as dark eco flooded out of his mouth. Dark eco drooling in a solid stripe across his...
No.
What? What?
A solid stripes.
In... Oh, God. Drooling in a solid stripes across his cheeks and over his chin. The cum practically fountained out of his mouth like projectile vomit in a long, unceasing flow. It sprayed all across his face and body, thick strings of dark eco dripping and oozing down his cheeks as it spurted out of him. His throat muscles spread wide from the sheer pressure.
In ropes.
No, not in ropes.
No, not in ropes. Worked uselessly, making swallowing motions, reflexively fighting drowning even as the light eco kept him awake and aware.
You would call this a ceaseless discharge.
Wait, why him? He's an ambassador from a very peaceful country.
That country can go blow.
Aww.
He didn't even have enough muscle control to heave. He just sprawled on the ground and gagged, the muscles in his throat spasming involuntarily. Jack gasped, desperately trying to swallow, to clench his throat closed. His throat bulged out, swelling larger, distended from the rest of his neck. Oh, Jesus.
Wait, isn't that a youth euphemism for just going, like, super crazy? Bulged out?
Well, I didn't say bulged out. I said bulged out.
I thought that was tripping balls.
See, I heard bulged out, which I think it's going to be my new work phrase.
Yeah, it should be. Thanks, Steve. Distending from the rest
You're
of his
welcome!
Neck. And when his muscles finally gave out and an even heavier...
Gave up.
This is the worst way to enjoy my protein.
Now you know my pain from last week.
What?
Now you know my pain from last week.
God, did you do this last week?
Yes!
Oh, why?
No, I thought
are you asking
some other
yourself
time.
The same question?
Yes, I am.
Me too.
At least it's kind of okay. It's chocolate with maple. Distended from the rest of his neck, blah, 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 blah. Finally, even heavier flood of dark eco sprayed from his mouth. His neck stayed like that. An uneven figure eight.
It's like that scene from Team America.
Yeah, he gets so sick that the entirety of
The light eco bursting inside of him like lightning kept him from suffocating.
Yep.
But his body reflexively tried to gasp for air, his throat blocked, drowning on the dark eco bursting out of him. The wet, airless sensation making him thrash and lurch like a drowning man. His limbs only barely able to obey, wiggling weakly. He desperately tried to pull himself of Zircock, unable to even summon the effort to clench his hands into the sand, unceasingly gagging and heaving up dark eco, his mouth hanging wide open, his jaw listing out of place as dark eco flowed over his face and neck. He didn't even have the mercy of passing out. The light eco kept him perfectly alert and aware as he suffocated on the unending upwelling of dark eco inside him.
Thank you, author, for saying the same thing in the same three paragraph.
I swear, this guy has been talking around in circles for the last... all.
This is the first time I've heard you in, like, the last hour, Dave.
I can't imagine why it would be talking. It's almost like this is absolute agony.
Wait, did...
Was my mic not picking up my screams of agony?
No, not even close.
Nope. No.
Oh, shit. Oh,
if those any tires. Now, story of David's screams of agony.
David, when you go on mute in mid-show in order to jack off to the material that we're reading, you have to remember to unmute yourself.
Look, bro, I'm as proud of my crescendos as the next guy, but come on, man. This is not good J.O. material, bro.
I consider David's crescendos to sound just like his impression of Vegeta.
If anything... crashing prolong the Dark Maker's orgasm. I just want to finish. His stretched, trembling muscles working on Zircock, twisting and clenching around it, heightening the heavy bursts of eco flooding him, making Zem thrust against him deep. Him harder.
Shut up, David!
Back tier, tonal length, and hilting himself with a bone jarring crash, bloating Jack's body further. Jack gagged and choked, clutching weakly at his chest, his bent back ribs, and the disturbing soft.
David, back off the accelerator! You're gonna burn out the engine!
Strength. Stay right where you are.
All right, let him finish, please.
Okay, Logs, you got it, and then I'll explode all over you.
Wait a minute. I thought we were getting married in game in Final Fantasy 14.
Look, bro, you actually got to make levels in order to do that, bro.
Jack choked, clutching weakly at his chest. Blah 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 blah. His glowing skin threaded with black capillaries like threads in marble. Dark ego spilling from his mouth and nose, coating his chest before it sizzled back inside him, flooding him with ego energy. Dear God.
Apparently there's only four instances of-
Oh, I just threw up a little in my mouth.
Apparently there's only four instances of the word marble in this story. I feel like we've heard it about 17 times.
I know, but it's this is the engine of the Event Horizon. This is bending space-time around it.
Next up, David okay? Hobbit.
Thank you.
Oh, I don't want to go again. I just went.
I was actually seeing whether or not anybody would get the reference, but screw it.
I didn't hear the reference.
Like 50 minutes
what
ago.
Was
David, please look at what Sean said in the chat.
And then read your thing. You're on 24. Erotic.
Okay. Erotic.
Oh, you want me to go erotic? Fine.
The Dark Maker's flood of ego.
That's not erotic.
I'm reading the fanfiction on
what
Vegeta
the fuck he's
Prince of all fanfics.
This is erotic as shit.
Still yes, coming out in gushes, but slightly less agonizingly powerful ones. Do we really have to say those goddamn pronouns?
Yes, and you have to do it in that voice if you're gonna do the rest of it in that voice.
Ugh.
Have fun!
There's not enough alcohol in Vegeta for this.
Vegeta's a country now?
It's a planet, it's a Claude. Well, okay, it was a planet.
Was.
How insensitive.
Now it's basically the space equivalent of Puerto Rico, with a poor economy and no real citizenship.
All those Vegetan refugees that had to go to a different planet to survive.
All five of them?
Destroy space. Other planets. That's how survive, go to other planets. Yeah, whatever.
Hey,
space
like
Germany
nine.
Wouldn't let him in.
Space Germany?
Space Germany.
Space fucking
I'm watching too much Team 4 Star, dude.
They braced their hands. Oh, I can't do these pronouns in that voice.
So just read it normally.
It's so stupid.
Concede, David. Just give in.
Okay.
Wait, you're worried that it sounds stupid specifically in that voice,
oh
but not otherwise.
God.
Look, Vegeta is dignified as fuck, all right?
As if anything Vegeta said didn't sound stupid.
No, it doesn't. Vegeta is the best character on that goddamn show.
Read
anyway,
the goddamn story!
I'm getting there, Steve. Just wait a second. Z braces their hands against swollen flesh of his ass and legs and shoved, staggering backwards as their cock pulled out a foot. Wait, like a foot the distance or a foot the foot?
Ta-da!
Dark echo was oozing out of him from every orifice he had. Ears, nose, eyes, pee hole, butthole. Back of the knee, toenail.
Especially the back of the knee.
Throat, pee hole again.
Pie hole.
But it was flooding out from the stretch to impossibility. Stretch to impossibility muscle of his ass.
Wait, how do you make that a descriptive word?
There's logic to be heard from several works of literature. This is right up there with War and Peace.
This is right up there with Finnegan's Wake.
Not the Tolstoy novel, an autobiography of War and Peace. He was a French astronomer in the late 18th century.
David, it's Tolstoy, not Tolstoy.
Whatever. all of them are from Russia.
Tolstoy!
All right, no, spurting and oozing from the loose, uneven seal his body made around the Dark Maker's cack. The Dark Maker pushed him back. Did they ever, like, describe the Dark Maker's, like, face?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I just imagine him at this point, a nebulous mass of
all right, if you're hurting for a mental description, just think of the Heartless from Kingdom Hearts.
Ooh, or Darkheart.
I like to think of nothing.
Yeah, or the Nobody.
No, not that stupid thing. Just nothing.
The no Xanthem and Zehonort and Zoxus
and Xemnas
and Zebus
and Zaxel
and Metroid.
Dave, here's the perfect description: the Heartless from Kingdom Hearts wearing Mega Man Zero's armor.
That sounds dumb as shit. No wonder the Jack games never caught on and they made a sequel. The Dark Maker pushed him back, stumbling backwards at the same time. Another section of Zerkok pulled out of him, then flared. Flanged head was still pulsing weakly inside his ribcage. Ew. But Jack slowly worked his jaw, feeling twinges as his much-abused tendus... Tendons, not tendus. I misread that because I was at a distance. I didn't have my glasses on. Go away, Bly. Slowly pushed back into place. His jaw jerked back into place with a clunk that felt like it ought to have hurt quite a lot, although he still couldn't breathe, spitting up dark echo in floods, his throat rattling and burping as he tried to breathe between bursts of dark echo. He sucked in a desperate breath, immediately gagging and throwing up more dark echo. Or more echo, just echo the dolphin this time. Coughing until his throat was raw before he weakly tried inhaling again. Oxygen burning through his body just as painfully as the echo before it. And he retched again, twisting his head to the side to throw up into the sand before he managed to take a series of shallow, fluttering breaths.
The new Stretch Armstrong toy is really weird. I don't know if it's going to catch on.
Yeah, Stretch Cockstrong.
Made that joke exactly a week ago.
Jack's insides twisted and flexed as the Dark Maker drew back further, half a body length away with Zerkok still flaring out his hips. The bone gnarled and stretched open around the immense girth of Zer's shaft, his split ribs
curled
because it's in italics. His bloated insides shifting and compressing around each other. Dark echo shifting and flooding through his body in congealed lumps. He felt like he had a black hole in his chest. Something intensely dark and hot. Cold shooting out.
Oh no, it's Doomsday Worm Part 2.
Oh. Inspector.
Actually, you know, all this talk about dark and whatnot, it's just like, I'm really waiting to see in a parenthesis, get it because I'm gothic.
Oh hey, a tiny little spider web has made a nest on side
well,
on my
just
microphone.
Edit the, oh, I can't edit the thing.
Oh,
he's pining for better days.
Yeah, those are the days.
If I could edit the fic, I would have changed the pronouns by now.
That's the pain.
To have trademarks in front of all of them?
Okay, rippling waves, making him break out in a sweat. He couldn't muster the energy to open his eyes to look over himself, but he was certain he was sweating dark echo, beads of it, oozing from his pores, and being lost in the swamp of echo already coating him. The
Some
Dark Maker
turned up to make a dam around the echo that was flying out.
If you read your next section as David Attenborough... with wildlife commentary, that would be fucking amazing.
Right. The Dark Maker pulled out faster now, pacing backwards, Zerkok only rarely twitching and spurting now. Each new line still felt like a fire hose going off in his stomach. His stomach moved in slow, heavy ripples in his guts sloshed, impossibly stretched and bloated. But it was nothing compared to the constant pressure of having the entire gigantic thing lodged inside of him. He couldn't bring himself to move, barely able to breathe without vomiting up even more dark echo, sweating and crying dark echo in his burning streams, his cock weakly pulsing, spitting echo over his swollen stomach, his asshole gaping wide, a river of echo flooding out of him in a slow roll, oozing like a thick oil over the Dark Maker's cock.
Sure is real fucking peaceful right now, ain't it?
Tweet.
Yep.
Zerkok flinched, swollen head finally pulled out, jerking the ring of his asshole out with it, his guts folding out into a gritty quicksand mess surrounding him, echo pouring out like he was a ruptured vessel. And even with the pool all around him steadily growing, his body was still twisted and distended, so much that without the light echo still thrumming through him, he'd die in an instant. Jack laid there, his muscles spasming weakly as the Dark Maker's cock oozed out a few heavy, solid spurts of dark echo across his wrecked body. Jack closed his eyes, even that moment sending twinges of pain through his body, and focused on the gigantic swell of Zare cock pressing between his legs, up against his distended, lumpy stomach.
Okay, can we actually, like, can we just ask, can I just ask, exactly how many times has the word eco been said in this fic?
Doesn't matter. That's not, that's...
265 times, according
Jesus
to Control
Christ.
F.
No, he has nothing to do with this fic either. Page 25.
He definitely, if he existed, would not allow this to happen.
I was going to pull out Nico Bellic, but screw it. Not even worth it.
The real question is, why didn't Sony publish this game instead of the Daxter one?
Yeah, I'm actually down with, like, if this was, like, the first AO-only game published by Goddamn Thing.
Goddamn, that's the name of the publishing company, Goddamn Thing. GDT also, Publishing.
Also, we're sad to see that Macy's and Owings Mills is closing down, considering that it's the fucking scariest mall in America.
You've never been to that mall!
Yeah, we went there! It was the Silent Hill fucking mall!
Yep.
Oh, right, with nothing in it.
Yeah, with everything
except the Macy's.
Closed.
I thought that was White Flint.
No.
Like three,
no.
three shoe stores all across from each other run by Persians.
What do you got? Oh, you know, the shoe stores that also sell CDs in them.
I'm down with that. Man, hey, you gotta get some fat beats with your fucking Air Jordans, bro.
Page 25.
Page 25, let's go.
Light eco twined across it, slowly spiraling back into Jack as he pulled at the energy flow, speeding it up. Every iota of light eco inside him made the pain more bearable and more intolerable at the same time. That makes no sense. The Dark Maker's cock shrunk down. That also makes no sense. Slowly, and that just forced all Zer excess dark eco out, spraying forcefully from Zer body and oozing wetly from Zer lips, further adding to the mess surrounding him. So I'm assuming this desert looks like a fucking... Oh, God, what is it called?
It's a slurry. It already said. It's a quicksand slurry.
It's like, you know those machines at Dairy Queen that make those frozen thingamajigs that they turn upside down?
All right,
down?
Moving on.
The frozen the thingamajigs that they turn upside down.
Yeah,
very
I know exactly what you're talking about.
They're called blizzards.
They turn upside down.
Yeah, you know what? Never mind. Joke is killed. Moving on.
I like the joke this way.
His body slowly pulled itself back together, the black hole inferno in his chest swelling harder and more painful as his organs lurched back into place, his lungs jerking to the side with a dull thump that knocked out his breath, leaving him gasping for a long moment. His ribs curled, moving like bone never should, each slotting back into his sternum with a disturbingly wet squelch. You know, I was talking with Val about the last 20 minutes of Akira this morning, so this is quite familiar to me. His throat jerked back, abruptly letting him breathe evenly, and he let his mouth hang open as he gasped repeatedly, breathing in fast, hard gasps to make up for the time he couldn't breathe at all. The Dark Maker's cock shrunk and shrunk until it was only inhumanely... inhumanly large instead of absurdly gargantuan. All the light eco he'd suffused into it seeping back inside him, healing his body. He'd gotten smashed against a cliff wall by a stampeding metalhead once, and he'd felt his entire shoulder explode, ribs cracking and arms popping from its shattered socket, and even that had taken only a brief instant to repair, everything slotting back into place. If it was
There's also a fic where Jack has sex with a bunch of metalheads.
We're not going to read that.
If it was taking so long for his insides to rearrange themselves, he didn't want to think about how badly they were moved around in the first place. He just lay there gasping, his body reforming after the abuse he'd put it through. Even with his bones and organs roughly in the right place again, he was still bloated, his stomach bulging out like he was pregnant, his ass gaping, half prolapsed, eco pouring out of him in a steady stream.
You're a half prolapse.
The left side?
Yeah, yeah, only one side is
moving. To concerted effort. His arms and legs. Okay, only the large intestine was flopping out, not the small intestine, too.
Like, it's concentrated.
His arms and legs just spasmed and twitched if he tried to move.
if he tried hard enough, he could suck the prolapse inside.
So it's like Filbert from Rocko's Modern Life when he's stuck on his back. Where was I?
Hopefully at the end.
We're not close. And it took a long, dizzy minute to simply reach back and push his guts back inside his body. Let me reiterate that again. Push his guts back inside his body.
Oh, man, there's no violence in this, Vic. What the fuck are you talking
about? His sharp claws. Okay, I wouldn't call this violent. I would call this body horror, which is, I don't know. The subdivisions of violence are a little blurred here. His sharp claws accidentally slicing and cutting through them, puncturing deep inside. Okay, now this is violent.
Yeah, yeah, no, you're wrong.
Puncturing deep inside him as he shoved his hand inside his gaping ass, slashing bleeding lines across his ass as he withdrew. Yeah, this is pretty bad.
It's like two sentences that I don't remember.
don't remember, like, forcefully blocked out. Tomato, tomato. The cut stung, ragged and shallow, but it was nothing compared to the steady pounding ache of his body still reforming itself. After another long moment, he felt capable of just sitting up, slowly pushing up with his aching arms until he was sitting. His stomach cramped and spasmed, his guts sloshing and rumbling, with the gallons of eco still inside. Oh, so he's like one of those water towers.
I'm having trouble not imagining
that now.
Jack gets 5 orgasms to the gallon. He's really eco-efficient.
Oh, God damn it.
His pale skin seemed in ragged red lines where it had stretched impossibly to kept him from simply bursting. So, you know, I have stretch marks, and they were just from only being 40 pounds overweight, not like gallons and gallons. He's got, you know, a lot of appointments with the rhinoplasty to get rid of this. Dark eco welled up in his mouth, pooling in his slack jaw before overflowing his lips and spilling down his chin, so he's making the war garble sound. Who the fuck did that and why?
That was me.
That was perfect. His body simply kept venting eco, drooling in a constant stream from his mouth, oozing from his gaping asshole.
Stop gaping, asshole. That's really rude. Don't stare.
It's rude to stare.
It's rude to gape.
Spurting an uneven burst from his cock. His skin was mottled purple-black and ragged splotches. Stop saying ragged. You've used that verb already. Or not verb. A descriptive adjective. Splotches all across his body. Everything hurt. His body throbbed in pain. Even attempting to think made his mind throb in agony. Oh god, my beard is growing a foam penis. Hold on.
And he just sucked off your
beard penis?
Dude, I was living in the moment.
His beard doesn't have a penis. It has a clitoris. Don't you remember?
Hey.
Oh, yeah.
It depends on who draws it. It's just like Futanari's. He just sprawled there on the ground and let his body attempt to repair itself. The Dark Maker move. The truck have started to move. I feel asleep. Feet scraping over the damp sand. Zerbadi shifted against him and then away. And for an indefinite amount of time, he lay there against the wall, body struggling to function.
It was a definite amount of time.
It just was indiscernible. Dark Eco swamped over his legs, almost totally immersing them, and it just felt like heavy, thick oil. His body so overloaded it wasn't reacting to him at all.
All in all, he was just another Jack on the wall.
Steve Van Sickle.
He felt more than saw the Dark Maker return, again slowly climbing the steps, again dragging a heavy urn behind them. Their claws rang against the stone, vibrating through the wall at his back, and Jack could only sit there and think of how the light ego would feel in him. After another age, Z reached the top of the stairs and padded over to him, spilling the light ego over him in a solid glistening wave, splashing into the sea of dark ego around him and soaking into his body like he was bone dry. The light ego roaring into him hurt, but it wasn't that surprising. Everything else hurt too. His skin rippled, glowing in clustered lines, wings ripping out of his back with a sudden shock, slithering out like they were unwinding from around his spine. Slowly, with the muscles in his neck spasming and seizing, he turned his head to the side and spat, coughing up Eco in chunks, breath rasping harsher through his ravaged throat.
I'm fine,
he finally managed to say, lips numb and aching so much.
He has the voice of Gilbert Gottfried now.
And aching so much it was probably unintelligible. His arms were as heavy as weights hanging down at his sides. So he reached out with one of his wings, the tentacles twining and shifting against the air, touching the Dark Maker's side and slowly wrapping around Zir ankle, Zir wrist.
Thanks!
So real fast, Roy, as the foremost connoisseur on our show for the Jak and Daxter series, which game in the series would you recommend our listeners to play if they want to get an experience as close as possible to this story?
It's not in the Jak and Daxter series, but wow. I could tell you.
That greatly upsets me. I don't know if I'm more disappointed or aroused. Please continue, Steve.
Jack, let
well, it hold on. I'll make something right now. I'll start coding it.
Oh yes, use Unity! Code everything in that!
Just ropes of Dark Eco everywhere. Jack let his head loll back, body going even more limp as he reached out with his wings, curling them around the Dark Maker's body, caressing up and down them. Z moaned in response, the same throaty growl Z'd make at the very start, and Jack quirked his mouth into a smile as he reached more firmly, wrapping his tentacles higher across their body, encircling their chest, pulling them down next to him on the sand. Z hit the ground with Zir knees wide open, the folds of Zir cunt parted around Zir shaft, pushing out half hard. Jack couldn't believe he was doing this again.
I can't hear him. I could have sworn it ended after this.
Crap!
Jack rolled a tentacle over Zir's thigh, the tip sliding over the soft skin of Zir's inner thigh, and the Dark Maker made an abrupt hiss, the noise trailing off softly as Jack moved another tentacle over, wrapping softly around Zir's cock and spreading Zir's cunt lips further. The Dark Maker arched forward, pushing against his tentacles, and Jack pulled them entirely into the fold of his wings, all of them rolling over their skin, the membrane between them shearing, pushing almost solid against their body. They straddled Jack's limp body, held up solely by his tentacles, clawed foot paws scraping furrows into the sand beside him as he reached forward, sliding a tentacle inside their cunt, feeling with a bizarre vividness entirely different from his actual sense of touch. The wet, tight confines around his tentacles squeezing and clutching as its perfectly smooth sides.
I'm sorry, but you said wep, and I got flashbacks to John Dacre. Wep.
Okay, I have successfully made a game that is exactly like this story.
That was quick.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's amazing what you can do with the copy-paste keys and twine. Who would like to test play this amazing game?
I nominate Logan.
I will. I'm good.
I'll do it.
I nominate David.
Nope.
No, let's do it.
All right, Roy, can you play test your own game?
It's not as fun.
Okay. Sonic the Hedgehog and Mills Tails.
No!
And that right there is the anguish that Jack felt at being ripped apart. His other tentacles moved half of the mind of their own, curling over the coral-like horns on the Dark Maker's back, winding over their body like vines, twining around their cock as he pushed deeper inside their cunt, winding loose around their shoulders and neck. Some impulse sent one curling up around their face, almost a surprise to him, and the Dark Maker opened wide their tongue, spilling out to meet him. They drew his tentacle into their mouth, the pressure sizzling up it right into his spine, making him gasp with pleasure.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh baby, oh baby, oh baby.
Was I going to do David Attenborough, or was it fine that David did David Attenborough?
You can do Richard Attenborough instead.
Hi, I'm Dick Attenborough. David Attenborough is less off-brother. I've made my living making a number of exotic films. You're welcome to watch them. You have to ask for them at the counter of your local Blockbuster, though.
That was good enough. All right, now you can read it as whoever the fuck you want.
Kissing back with his tentacle like it was a tongue was a straight feeling. Verbatim. He pushed deeper and the Dark Maker eagerly swallowed him down, arching into the tentacles, steadily pumping into his ear cunt, thighs trembling. Even with his body sprawled out on the sand, unseeing limp, his tentacles doing all the work, it was easy for his body to respond. His cock hardening against his thigh as the Dark Maker clenched down around his tentacles, drooling Dark Eco along the length of it, Zir cock dripping pre-cum steadily over the coils of his tentacle. Jack arched up with his tentacles. Tentacles, 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 holding the Dark Maker higher aloft. Zir weight strange over his tentacles. He reached over Zir body, sliding between Zir spread legs, against Zir still swollen asshole, pushing inside with another tentacle, without even needing to think. His body, not his body, but the sizzling energy growing out of him, a whirling maelstrom of eco, you know, that old chestnut, throbbing with desire. His actual body flushed cock hard, but he was barely thinking about that. Working his tentacles across the Dark Maker's body, plunging deeper inside Zem. The Dark Maker hummed, or hissed, or growled around his tentacles.
You know, I'm actually down with David Attenborough as, like, reader of all fanfictions, so, good job, Roy, you got the job.
Yeah, Roy, you get to read them all now.
Zir tongues coiling tight, squeezing him thinner as he pushed further down Zir throat. Z swallowed deeper eagerly, clenching so sweetly tight around. Tight around, sweetly tight as he pushed inside. All his tentacles plunging deeper inside, stroking around Zir cock. Dark smears of eco staining his tentacles as it drooled out. The Dark Maker's cunt squeezed tight as Z came. Black cum rolling down his pumping tentacle, oozing down Zir thighs and splattering in the thick poo beside him. And Jack spasmed, his tentacles shuddering, the eco inside him churning hot, something that sent a hot thrill up his stomach and entirely out his body, up his tentacles, a flash of feverish heat. Jack gripped the Dark Maker tight, his free tentacles wrapping around Zir arms and legs, cording between the horns, sprouting out Zir back, spreading Zir cunt wide, pushing Zir asshole open as he plunged in another tentacle. He shoved his tentacles further inside Zir body, one tunneling down Zir throat, tentacles. Sorry, I read that a bit weird. Let me try again. Tentacles twining around each other in Zir ass and cunt.
I'm so happy black. He ditched back and forth.
For tentacles.
Yes.
Tentacles. It's funny you should say that, because this next sentence...
No. Fucking...
I'm lying.
Don't do black that to me, cum. Man. I take heart pills.
Black
no
cum.
Fucking what? You can't just fun. Say no fucking.
Black cum.
No fucking allowed.
From Zir cunt as Jack plowed into them, staining them dark. His.
All right, tentacles. Who just unzipped their fly?
Me.
Me.
I needed to get comfortable.
I scrolled down and realized it was almost over, so I whipped it out.
We still have another story to read.
We do.
Oh yeah.
Oh god, yeah, no!
Stop with this, Jeffrey.
His. Tentacles slopped wetly into Zir stretched holes, stained black, shining with a strange sheen by the name of Charlie, as his movements became more and more erratic.
Tentacles.
His conscious control was breaking down. He just wanted to plunge inside, worm his way deeper, his tentacles lashing and shuddering inside the Dark Maker. There was a rising fever pitch inside him. his body trembling, mind wavering, his tentacles plowing into the dark gap, swelling thicker as they spiraled around each other, shifting and stretching. Jack gasped, the physical movement aching and painful still. Echo inside him whirled around and exploded, his cock shooting off against his stomach untouched, and the surging pressure erupted up his tentacles like he was shooting a gun. He cracked open his eyes.
Oh wait, Logan, that's jumped. The noise you heard earlier.
What noise?
The pressure erupted up his tentacles.
Oh my god. It was pressure erupting out of someone's tentacles. He cracked open his eyes.
Puke dark echo on me.
Face gummy with dark echo. Echo. Whatever. The midday sun painful on his eyes, and saw for the first time the Dark Maker suspended above him. His tentacles, an electric blue, cords of light and dark flowing out their lengths, erupting into the Dark Maker as he came and came and came and came and came and came and came, body racked with the diffuse pleasure of it. Echo burst from the tips of his tentacles, deep inside the Dark Maker, audibly glugging inside Zem. His cum rapidly overflowed the Dark Maker, and he said, "How do you like it now, bitch?" A thick slurry of echo slopping from their orifices and running down his tentacles, splattering into the thick pool.
Alright, I have to say that I have a very colored perception on echo, both light and dark, because the entire time we've been reading these stories, my dogs have been farting in my office. So I assume all of this just smells like dog farts.
Jack pulled out with a jerk, tentacles emerging with a wet explosion of echo. The Dark Maker sprawled on top of his body, all rough edges and sharp lines rotting against him as he came, swollen cunt lips oozing against his stomach, their cock spraying across his chest.
I thought we were done
suck
with this
shit!
Bitch. What the
suck it down!
Oh my god! All right, hey, David Attenborough, you need to calm down a little bit and take your pills before you go on.
Oh, I thought
on
you were talking to me,
no,
Steve.
No, he needs to take his calm elderly pills before he goes on set with Dr. Grant.
So he needs to take some Geritol?
Or, sure, whatever.
Oh, spend no expense. Spend no expense.
I think Sir Splee is doing this, and then no Logan expense. And Logan's no going to read the final fic because it's
spend
short.
Spend no expense.
Shut up!
Logan's
going to
read the final fic.
We spend no expense.
Page 28.
Just because you
Patient, just finish. Shut up.
Just because you could play God.
David,
ever stop to think?
David, that I am going David. To boot you from the call.
No.
Okay, sure. I can't because he's too pretty.
No.
And also, you can't because that's my gimmick.
Yeah, that's Log's gimmick.
Dimly aware of the danger, even through his orgasm, Jack sluggishly pulled himself and the Dark Maker away from the heavy mass of Echo.
Are you trying for like a Vin Scully kind of thing?
No.
Okay.
Hold on. The burn of I can't do it. The burn of his already starting up across his back and thighs as his body began angrily sucking up Echo again.
Hungry.
Back and forth!
Hungrily sucking up Echo again.
Back and forth!
Back and forth.
Thank you. Now with I feel more comfortable.
With tentacles.
No. It's just
tentacles.
Tentacles.
He collapsed on the sand, gritty and damp and drained. The Dark Maker curled up beside him. Zire chitinous shell glossy and wet. Huh?
Chitinous.
Shell glossy and wet with his cum. Jack sprawled out in the shadow of a pillar, exhausted all over again, only half aware as the rushing endorphins of his orgasm faded into his aching tiredness. He barely had to close his eyes before he fell into a heavy sleep. He woke
He walked to the pointy, hard-shelled body of the Dark Maker against him, digging into his stomach. By the light, it hadn't been more than a few hours, but he felt like a new man. His claws and horns and wings had all faded away at some point. The only marks left some bruises across his chest and throat. The red seams are covering his body, now barely visible pink lines. Moving hurt, but it wasn't the jarring sharp pain of before. It was a throbbing ache across his body. Just his body reminding him he'd overtaxed it. Jack's stomach, claws, dimpling skin.
You skipped the line.
I did?
Yes.
Oh, damn.
Oh, whoops, I guess I'll just have to keep going.
Shows you how I want to get this over with. The Dark Maker stirred as he sat up. Zare, over ledge, right hand. Over large, right hand clutching across Jack's stomach. Claws dimpling his skin. Jack slid to the side and stood, staggering at the head rush. He stretched slowly, tight muscles stiff and aching all over his body. Seeing his shirt and armor lying across where he left them was surreal. He'd left them there ages ago. Why is there no period there? Anyway, ages ago, it seemed, even though it hadn't been 12 hours, he bent to pick them up, surprised again by the stiffness of his back, and slowly tugged his shirt on, leaving the ring and armor draped over one shoulder.
You're fading away from us!
I am?
I'm sorry. He wasn't planning on going back into the temple for the rest of his clothes anytime soon. He had a set of ridging leathers in the hopper. A set of riding leathers in the hopper, and he slowly eased them on his legs and his bruised ass. His asshole was still aching and swollen. He wasn't looking forward to the drive back to Sparkus.
Oh, there's that classic comedy we've been having, old Fick.
Yay.
The Dark Maker woke fully some time while he was strapping his armor back on, and came up behind him, wrapping Zaire arms around him, tongues flicking out progressively against his bare neck. Jack grinned, arcing his back against Zem, Zaire half-hard cock grinding against the small of his back.
Don't know if you understand me, Jack said, voice rusty still, but I don't think they'd take you too kindly in Sparkus. He turned to face the Dark Maker, Zaire face even more obviously alien in the light of day. But thanks, eh? I guess you saved my life, and... He said, leaning closer, Zaire tongues flicked over his lips. Leaving behind burning black spittle. I'll be back around these parts sometime soon. Jack kissed Zem, lapping against Zaire fangs as Z slid Zaire tentacles into his mouth around his tongue. He pulled back after a long moment, mouth dripping dark. Be seeing ya! He pulled back, and the Dark Maker led him, Zaire lopsided hands trailing over his waist. He turned and headed to the hopper, aware of the crusted residue across his neck, of the awkward chafe of his cock against his bare leathers. Not looking back to see if the Dark Maker was watching him. If it was true, he'd be back. His entire body ached with their fucking...
Well, no shit! But- you had your fucking ribs caved in! And your lungs were split! And your anus was
whole body was a water balloon.
The slight echo in his voice really sells that distress.
His whole body was... His whole body... God, no!
Hey! Come on, let's finish it!
Just
came here, but more than that, he came here.
Yeah, I know. But, oh my god. But more than that, he came here feeling like just a little action with his tentacles was fucked up and depraved. Who knew when he'd come back thinking next time, expecting an alien gangbang?
Miles, Tails, and Sonic!
He felt like depraved scum, drowning that out was how much he'd liked it. He slammed the hopper into his gear He slammed the hopper into gear because grammar. Sand skidding as the throttle kicked in. The hopper pointed in the direction of Spargus. It was gonna be nice coming back, but sure as hell wanted time.
You skipped a word.
But he sure as hell wanted time to recover before then.
No. And then, just for you, David, and then Batman showed up, and Jack was really Clayface. The end, David!
That Steve, you added that at the end?
No, that was somehow always in there.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, we've reached the end of Precursors and Dark Makers.
Sort of. Yay. So this second chapter was updated in like 2012, and so it's been 3 years, so I'm pretty sure the story is quite clearly dead, but it was listed as chapter 2 of 4. So the author apparently wanted to do another 2 chapters.
Hey,
no,
advice.
Thank
We're not
you.
Reading anything else from this.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's start a Kickstarter to finish the story.
Now,
no.
Copyright
you,
Warner Brothers.
Everybody
the other characters. Copyright
the
by Kashik and Bukama.
All the guests, thank you. David, Logan, Roy, Val, Steve Van Sickle, Sir Splee, Afrohawk, B Strader, DG20016, Dude Bro, Fizz, GBZ23, Roy 42, Sean, Sir Splee, Temsu, and Wolf Boy. We'll be back next week, and, yay?
Just where do you see the body horror fig I've got next week?
Oh, no! Thanks for listening to Friday Night Fanfiction, presented for better or worse by Nerdy Show. This is the outro message, so feel free to go to the next episode if you don't want to sit through another 2 minutes of talking that won't change until next season. If you like what you heard, please rate and review us on iTunes, like and follow us on SoundCloud, or give us your feedback at nerdyshow.com/survey. If you would like to send us your nudes, please send us a private message. Friday Night Fanfiction was produced, edited, organized, and executed by Nighthorse Media. Musical contributions courtesy of Nighthorse Media and Overclocked Remix. Check out free video game arrangements and albums at ocremix.org. Intro music, Nutritious, Dreamscape, from Xenogears. Thunder Thoen, Deforestation, from Super Castlevania 4. Benjamin Briggs, Castlemania 2010, from Castlevania. Closing music, Disco Dan, Green Amnesia, from Chrono Trigger. Special thanks to all of our fans. We wouldn't and couldn't do this without you. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling a friend or funding the network via Patreon. Any size contribution gets you exclusive outtakes, episodes, and images from across the network, and there's even more perks available. Just head to patreon.com/nerdyshow. To find out how you or your company can underwrite this or other Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com/sponsorships. For more podcasts, articles, community forums, and other awesomeness, visit nerdyshow.com. And be sure to follow Friday Night Fanfiction on Facebook and follow the hosts on Twitter at SteveOSoldOut, at BrushfireFNF, at ViralDemon, at FrozenTreasure, and follow Nerdy Show on all your favorite social networks, Facebook, Twitter, Elo, ICQ, Friendster, LiveJournal, Yahoo Messenger, MySpace, BBS, and Telegram. If it's geeky, we got it covered.